This is USA Radio News. I'm Russ Jones.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, that sounds strangely like the two of us sitting here ready to talk with you. I'm Johnny Dean, back again with more Bucket Strategy Investing. So, hey, be prepared to experience more of the best in money advice. This is what we do on the show. We've been doing it for many years. We do it every single day right here. Brain Trust, here in the form of Professor Rick Plum, who joins me this hour, of course, from Lucia Capital Group. You can take part in the program. All you got to do, it's very simple. Just give us a call right now. We're going to answer all of your money questions. That's like we do every single day on this program. It's kind of like a habit with us. You've got to initiate the process, though, with the phone calls anyway, because we don't have your number. Our lines are open, 877-PLANNER. You've got our number. That's 877-752-6637. You do have some room on the phones. You can also go to wealthed.com. You can send us an email question or two, whatever it is. Comments are fine. Look for the link where it says find your answer. We'll get your email right here in the studio. Coming up this hour, by the way, some more on required minimum distributions. We did not get to that last hour as we had hoped we would. Some of the basics of required minimum distributions. Who should take a required minimum distribution? In other words, who must do that? When do you need to take it? How much do you need to take? How do you calculate that kind of thing? Which accounts are responsible for required minimum distributions? And what about inherited IRAs? And we also talked a little bit about this 10-year difference between spouses. We didn't get to that last hour, so we're going to cover that as much as we can this hour. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner, is here from Lucia Capital Group. You should be sure to take full advantage of what we offer to you on this program. Brain Trust stands by every day, ready to help you out. So get all of your money questions answered right here. If you have an off-air issue, if you'd like to speak with a Brain Trust advisor in person, whatever, about your money, about your strategy, get a strategy, you can call Professor Plummer, anyone at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Have them look at what you've got. They'll design a bucket strategy that's specifically tailored to meet your needs. You need a professional to look over this stuff, folks. Don't try it yourself. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. You know that, but write it down. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. Talking about required minimum distributions, Professor Plum, let's just cover some of the basics here since we didn't get to it last hour. First of all, most basic question, who needs to take a required minimum distribution?
Somebody who is the owner of a retirement plan, age 70 and a half this year or older. You don't have to be 70 and a half right now. You don't have to be 70 and a half until end of December. But if you are 70 and a half in this year or older, you have a required minimum distribution. 401k, 457, profit sharing plan, money purchase plan, KEO, IRA, simple plan, SEP plan. Those are all types of retirement plans. You know, IRAs and business, you know, plans all have required minimum distributions. And so how much do you have to take out? Depends on how old you are. How old will you be this year? And if you are going to be 70 and a half, but you don't get to 71, well, you start at the factor of 70 because it's based on the age you reach during this calendar year, this tax year. And it's based on the balance of the account at the end of last year. So they look at last year's account balance divided by this year's attained age, the factor for this year's attained age. And you divide one by the other, you come up with how much money you have to take out. Now, in the early years, 70, 71, 72, that's a little under 4%, a little bit more each year, but it's, you know, call it 4%. Now, at 80, it's closer to 5%. At 90, it's 6 and 7%. So it does increase every year because your life expectancy isn't quite as long. They expect a 70-year-old to live X number of years, and they expect a 90-year-old to live a few less years. And so you're dividing by a smaller number creates a bigger distribution. And so it's just a matter of calculating and going through it. Now, there are, as John mentioned, there is one subset of individuals that has to use a different table. Most people use the same table. It's a uniform table for almost everybody out there that has a plan that has a required minimum distribution. Whether you're married or single, whether you're, you have beneficiaries named or you don't have beneficiaries named, most people have the same required minimum distribution calculation. However, if you are married to somebody who is more than 10 years younger than you, you may be able to reduce the amount of the required minimum distribution because you can base it on a joint life expectancy based on the actual ages of the two individuals involved. So if you've got a 20-year differential in age, the joint life expectancy is a lot longer than the uniform table that they've given us. The uniform table is actually based on a 10-year differential in age, whether you have a spouse or don't have a spouse, whether your spouse is 3 years younger, 5 years younger, 10 years younger, or even older than you. You use the same table. It's only individuals that have spouses more than 10 years younger than them that can use the other table. It's a little more complicated. You have to go look for it. It's a little harder to find, but it's not difficult. But it's a lower required minimum distribution. And the reason for that is this retirement account is supposed to last for as long as the owner and or the owner's spouse is alive, at least under basic ideas. And the younger you are, the less that they want you to take out so that it has a much more much more high probability of lasting at least through the younger one's life expectancy. That's what it's all about. It's a retirement account, but they want it to last for your retirement. That's why they don't require you to take out 20, 30, 40% when you're 70 years of age. It's not based on a 5-year payout. Mm-hmm. It's based on a life expectancy.
Now, if you have somebody who is, say, 72 and they're taking a required minimum distribution, their spouse is, say, 56, 57. Well, let's say in 10 years, in 10 years, the spouse is now 66, 67, but the owner dies, okay?
Right.
They've been taking their required minimum distribution. They die at age 82. Their spouse now has this IRA. What happens to the required minimum distribution?
Well, in the year that the individual dies, and this is what happens regardless of how old the beneficiaries are, they're going to look to the owner of the account in the year that they died. In the year they died, that owner of that account has a required minimum distribution. Whether they die January 2nd or December 30th, they've got a required minimum distribution for that year. So the first thing we have to do is look and determine whether or not that owner of the account has taken their required minimum distribution. That has to be settled. Whether your spouse is 2 weeks younger than you, 2 years older than you, or 30 years younger than you, your required minimum distribution, the owner's required minimum distribution, still has to be satisfied for that year. And it is based on the age that the person would have attained if they had lived through the year. It's not based on last year's age or anything like that. Once you get to January 1st, your required minimum distribution calculation is set. Balance of last year, age attained this year. Whether you live or die, that's your required minimum distribution, and that's what has to come out that year. Now, it's the year following that we have the beneficiary taking over. So with a spousal beneficiary, the spouse can roll it into their name and treat it as their own. And in John's example, the spouse is only 66. They roll it into their name. They're 66. Next year, they're 67. They don't have a required minimum distribution.
They're not old enough.
They haven't hit that 70 and a half mark, the year that you turn 70 and a half. So it can help reduce it. Now, when they do get to 70, they're a 71-year-old, 72-year-old. They just have a regular, normal, required minimum distribution. I mean, unless they meet and marry somebody who is more than 10 years their junior. Then they go to the other table. Well, it could happen.
Interesting to imagine, I'm 56, my spouse is 72. I'm now 66, spouse dies. Now I marry a 44-year-old.
And your point?
Well, it'd be interesting because if you had kids, with the...
You may have been... Who knows?
Wind up being older than the spouse.
But that happens...
It does happen.
From time to time.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Now, if the person who died was not taking yet required minimum distributions.
Well, if the person that passed away, they died before they got into the year that they turned 70 and a half. The year that they die, they don't have a required minimum distribution. Like I said before, the first thing we do is we look at the owner. Did the owner have a required minimum distribution? If they did not have a required minimum distribution, then nothing has to come out of the account. And then we look at who is the beneficiary. Beneficiary, a spouse? Well, now we can look, do we transfer that money into their own IRA, which is totally legal. The spousal beneficiary can move it from their, from the deceased spouse's name into their own name and treat it as if it had been their IRA since day one. Now, there are times where you should do that, and there are times where you shouldn't. In our last example, the surviving spouse was 66. The deceased spouse was in their 70s or 80s. And so it made sense, especially from a required minimum distribution standpoint, to roll it into the spouse's name. They could take money out or not take money out as they say, as they see fit. They're 66 years old, no penalties, no fuss. They can do whatever they want with the money. But what if the spouse is 56, 46, and they roll the money into their name? Now it's going to be treated as if it was their IRA from day one. And if they need to access that money before they get to 59 and a half, they have a penalty to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at what is the accessibility that is going to be required from the account. Should we be transferring it into the spouse's own IRA, or should we leave it as a basically a beneficiary IRA that's in the decedent's name? The surviving spouse can wait until the decedent would have been in required minimum distribution age. And that gives them the flexibility to take money out or not take money out as they see fit, because it's not in their name yet. It's in the original owner's name.
Yeah, so there is strategy there, which I think this is one of the reasons I say don't try to do this stuff yourself, folks, because if you happen to make the wrong move, you're going to find out that you've got a penalty associated with this required minimum distribution simply because you put the IRA in your own name. Okay, more to say. We will talk a little bit more. 877-PLANNER. Lines open. 877-PLA-NNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, at Lucia Capital Group. We believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We've got some lines open for you right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We'd love to have you on board. Get out your phones, give us a call at that number. Whatever money question you have, we'd be happy to answer for you here as well. We'll also get to some emails in just a moment. But last thing on these required minimum distributions, Professor Plum, Roth IRAs. Now, for the owner and for the spousal owner, spousal inheritor.
Spousal beneficiary.
Of the Roth IRA, there is no required minimum distribution. That does not mean that a Roth IRA does not have a required minimum distribution.
No, some Roth IRAs at some point in life will have a required minimum distribution, even under current law. And that is when the owner of it dies and leaves it to a non-spouse beneficiary. If you know somebody who is going has a Roth IRA and you're named as their beneficiary and you're not married to them, well, when you inherit that money, you will have a required minimum distribution. And it works just like the IRA rules, the traditional IRA rules, the RMD rules for there. We first look to the owner. There is no RMD there. But starting the year after the year the owner of it died, the year that you basically year after you inherited it, you will have a required minimum distribution. The calculation is identical. You look at the balance in the end of last year, and you look at the single life tables for beneficiaries and the life expectancy for you in the year after the year that the owner died. That number is going to stick with you, because let's say your life expectancy is 30 years. You don't go back to the table year in and year out. You just start with 30 because that was the given number. Next year, you use 29, 28, 27, 26. If you live 31 years, you will have exhausted the entire Roth IRA, beneficiary IRA, or whatever your life expectancy is at that point. You don't go back. Unlike an owner of an IRA, who basically, even if you live to 115, there is still some money that will, it's not 100% required minimum distribution for the owner. For the beneficiary that's not a spouse, there is a finite life, and it is based on the life expectancy of that individual, the beneficiary, in the year after the year the owner died.
Yeah, so you're not required to take one that year, but it's the year...
Year of death, there's no requirement. The year after that, there's a requirement.
Yes, there is. Okay, now, inherited IRAs, this is the last thing. We were talking about it for a spouse, what you would do in the situation where a spouse inherits it. But what about non-spouse beneficiaries? Somebody had asked us, well, we heard about this whole stretch provision. Do I have to take it out over my lifetime? Is it 5 years? What's the deal?
Well, the idea of a stretch IRA, back 15 years ago or more, there was a specific election that somebody had to make when they got to their required minimum distribution age. The ability to stretch the IRA over the beneficiary's life expectancy meant that the owner of it had to choose a specific set of rules for their required minimum distribution. There was basically four ways to calculate it, and they had to take one set and choose that, and that actually created a little bit different required minimum distribution, a little bit higher RMD for the owner. But it allowed that when they died, the beneficiary to stretch it out. If they had chose one of the other options, the beneficiary didn't have that stretch capability. All the money had to come out in a couple of years. And so to get that stretch, it meant something. We had to do something. We had to make a certain election for it. But 15 years ago, I think it was 2001, they changed the rules. They simplified. Finally, Congress did something that actually was beneficial to us.
Yeah, what happened there?
Boy, they were asleep on the job there. But they changed the way the required minimum distribution was calculated because nobody could remember what Grandpa set as his distribution method. Mom and Dad, we didn't have a clue of what the benefit, the owner of the IRA, now that they're gone, we can't ask them, how are you treating your IRA? Which one of the four approved methods were you using? Oh, yeah, you can't answer. So they said, okay, fine, everybody, whether they're married, not married, everybody gets a stretch capability. Everybody's going to use, everybody with the exception of 10 years or younger on the spouse, is going to use the same set of rules, same uniform table for required minimum distributions during the lifetime. The beneficiaries get the same table for and same stretch capabilities as anybody else out there. Whether mom, dad, you know, Uncle Joe or whoever chose a specific calculation method or not, didn't matter anymore. Every single IRA retirement plan that has a required minimum distribution is a stretch IRA unless the owner does something like changes it to an immediate annuity or does something very dramatic to take that option away from you. It's very rare that that happens. Every IRA is a stretch IRA. If we have, and even if we don't have properly named beneficiaries, the estate has a little bit of time to name them as long as we haven't done something too screwy up in that area. But every IRA is a stretch IRA.
Yep.
Every IRA gets to be able to be moved out over the life expectancy of their non-spouse beneficiary based on the life expectancy of that individual the year after the year of death. Sounds complicated. It's not. Everybody gets the same thing. So if somebody's saying, you got to move it over here to get the stretch capabilities,
nope. Wrong.
Wrong. Not him. Every IRA has stretch capabilities.
Yeah,
it's just the way it is now.
And they're talking about, you know, changing it so that you can't
there
stretch
is a movement.
It out.
There is a movement because they're
why
saying,
I don't know, but that's what they're doing.
Because they want their they need to run on a platform of being fiscally responsible and show that in a hypothetical budget accounting there is income to support or there, you know, the expenses that the government's doing. I know you're, you know, don't go there, John.
It is fiscally irresponsible, but that's all right.
They need to be able to market themselves that way, that they have income to cover the expenses of their pet projects they want. And so they need to show that they're creating taxable income, or taxes, I should say. And one way to do that is to not allow a stretch capability. Has it passed? No, it hasn't passed. So we still do have the stretch IRA capability. It is a movement. It is one of the more popular items for
popular among whom?
Congressional leaders.
Okay.
But, I don't have a name.
No, I don't. I mean that, but not popular. Not among
not
those of us who have to pay the taxes on this kind of thing.
No, not enough congressional individuals to actually pass it yet.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of that they're trying to find the right legislation to stick it into, that allows the people who don't like it, that they have to vote for the bill anyway, because you know, they could. You know, that's what politics.
Who would this affect
is.
More? Who would this affect more? Do you think people with large IRAs or people with, you know, smaller IRAs?
Large IRAs.
So
people with smaller IRAs, the beneficiaries pretty much, I mean, what I have noticed is they cash it in pretty quick anyway.
Yeah, they take it out anyway. So those with larger IRAs, those are more, quote unquote, the rich type people who are the ones who are giving all the money to Congress to pass laws in their favor. So that's why I would think perhaps it doesn't, you know, necessarily, it's not necessarily going to pass.
On the other side, they're still going to give their money because they're not going to give the money to the other side. And there's not enough of them to vote enough times, unless you're in Chicago, to get that person out of office. There's just not enough rich people to vote and get this kind of thing overturned.
Really? Huh. I was just wondering, does Congress listen more to the money side of it that's coming in?
The money's
the money
come
that
in
they're
either
being
way.
Paid, you think?
Okay, if I'm uber rich.
And if I don't.
And I'm going to typically support one side or the other. And if they pass something that I don't like, do you think I'm going to start giving money to? I still hate the other side.
See, I don't see it that way. They're going to give to whichever congressperson is in power right now, because everybody, regardless of which side you're on, is going to respond to money.
But the person that has the money isn't the one that's being affected by the law change. Their kids are.
Well, either way. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLAAA. Oh, we got to take a break. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. Man, this just flies right by. Okay, we're going to get to more of your emails. We got a couple folks on hold. We will take those calls as well. Let's get to, actually, we'll put Steve up next. in Santa Rosa. Steve has a Roth question. We were just talking about Roth, so we'll get to those. Others, Martin, stick around. We'll get to your question as well. And those emails that I promised, Doug and Bruce, we'll get to yours coming up as well. All right, a lot of stuff to get through. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy,
inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Napa Know How!
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
+877 PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Again, some more of your emails we're going to get to in just a couple of moments. If you want to add to the stack of emails, I suggest you do so right now. You go to our website, wealthed.com. You should go there anyway and check out what we have out there, wealthed.com. You'll see the link near the top that says Find Your Answer. Click on that, type your question in, and we'll answer it here on the program. But even easier, even quicker, you go to your phone right now, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. All right, I said Steve is up next in Santa Rosa, California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love your program.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time. I've learned a ton.
Thank you.
I'm 65, and I have an existing Roth for about 25 or 30 years in, let's say, brokerage A. And I wanted to establish a second Roth for convenience and maybe a little safety in brokerage B now.
Okay.
And contribute to it through an excess RMD contribution.
Well, you're still working then, I take it. Oh, excess. You're just going to convert something over and above the RMD.
Right. I'm not working anymore.
Yeah. So this is a conversion. That's fine.
Right. So I want to convert money in that new brokerage I establish in brokerage B now.
Okay.
And I want to know, is that a problem, and is there limits on when I can withdraw that money?
It is not a problem. You can open the account. You can start converting now. And you can start. There are no limitations on what you can take out of it, other than this new brokerage company does not know that you've had an IRA, a Roth IRA, for 5 years. So if you were to take money out of this new brokerage company within the next 5 years, they're going to probably send a 1099 that says this is a non-qualified distribution, because they don't know that you've met the requirement. They only know what's at their account, what they can see is their account, and so you will just have to account for it on a tax return. But it is still a qualified distribution, because the IRS isn't looking for account A and the rules on account A, account B. They're looking for the Roth values in your name. And the only thing that matters are you 59 and a half? Yes. Have you had a Roth continuously for at least 5 years? Yes. Any distribution from any account in your Roth world is a qualified distribution on your tax return. But you're going to have to probably account for it, because the paperwork that the IRS is going to get from the 1099, from that brokerage B, if you take a distribution in the next 5 years, it'll show that it was a non-qualified distribution. You just have to reconcile it to show that it was a qualified distribution. So you have a couple choices. You know, deal with the tax paperwork, or don't take a distribution from this account for 5 years. Or somehow convince, show the current or the custodian, the IRA custodian of account B, that you've had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years, and then they'll issue the appropriate paperwork.
Got it. Thank you. You guys are the best. You really helped me get to my goals. I really can't thank you enough.
Well, Steve, we thank you for the questions. Good question, and we're happy to help you out. Call anytime. We appreciate that.
Love Santa Rosa, California. I love driving around that area. It's just so, I mean, rolling hills, vineyards over here, you know, things just...
You got
so cool.
You got patches of nice rolling green with some maybe yellow over here,
yeah.
And then mountains maybe on one side, you know, some hills.
I haven't been there for a couple of years, but back when they had water, they had streams and creeks and water. And
water in California?
Yeah, water in California.
Really?
It was Northern California, but.
But still, okay. Anyway, all right, now on Steve's question. Now, he said he had a Roth. He couldn't have had it for more than, you know, like 18 years. But
right.
But he's had, what he's saying is he's had the Roth for a long time. He's had it. Long enough. His question was about opening a second Roth. Now, he was talking about putting it into the second brokerage.
A different brokerage account. Instead of going to the account that he already has with his Roth money, he was going to open a brand new Roth IRA. And for conversions, I actually like the idea, because if he ever wants to undo the conversion.
Sure.
It's a lot easier to undo a brand new account rather than moving it into an existing account. But he's going to open a new account. The Roth rules for qualified distribution, they're not at the account level. They're at the taxpayer level. That has the taxpayer had a Roth IRA for at least 5 years? Is the taxpayer at least 59 and a half or older, died, disabled, using it for a first-time home purchase, one of the exceptions? If the taxpayer has met those rules, then regardless of which Roth IRA account that they take it out of, their Roth IRA accounts, still a qualified distribution. But we run into the problem that the custodian of the IRA may not know it.
Yeah.
So you have to let that custodian, and if they'll accept your word for it, or maybe you have to show them some things, know that it is a 5 year, so that if you are to take a distribution from that brand new Roth IRA that's less than 5 years old, that the custodian of that account issues the 1099 the way that makes it easiest for you to fill out your tax return. So you don't have to file additional paperwork to say, yeah, I got a 1099. The 1099 says it's a non-qualified distribution.
But I've had this Roth over here.
We're cool. I've had this other one. We're good. I, as the taxpayer, meet the rules. That account didn't quite, but that's okay because I have other accounts that do.
So the best way to do it really is to try to handle it at the brokerage level and say, here's what I have. Here I have, you know, this over this brokerage. I've got this Roth. I've had it since 1998 or whatever it is. It's a qualified distribution. I'm over 59 and a half, so I'm okay. So don't issue a 1099. Now, maybe they will, maybe they won't, but at least you can give it a shot.
Yeah, it's
now,
like when we deal with people that you do 72T accounts and you have multiple IRA accounts. Some custodians will accept the statements from other IRAs and say, okay, that does meet the 72T, even though the money from our account by itself doesn't.
Yeah.
And other IRA custodians say, we don't care about those other accounts. I don't care if you use the balances of those to satisfy, you know, to support the S72T. We're only looking at this little account here, and it doesn't support it. So check the box that it should be penalized. And then you've got to deal with it on your own tax return. But it's not difficult as long as you do it ahead of time. As long as you do it when you file your return. It's just, and I've mentioned it many times before, if you don't account for it right when you file the tax return, a year later when you get that letter from the United States Treasury and you go, oh,
well, the IRS,
The IRS, your heart skips a beat, even though you know you did everything right. Now you've got to go back and prove it to them, back and forth.
Now,
and by the way, they're not going to email you. They're not going to call you.
They're
not talking about the IRS.
Yes.
They don't text you. It's done through the mail. So if you're getting calls, if you're getting emails, if you're, you know, it's not the real IRS.
No.
At least not the first time they contact you.
Yeah, be careful on that. Now, in Steve's case, he talked about it would be a conversion, that IRA.
Right.
The Roth IRA is a conversion. In his case, it doesn't really matter.
Well, it doesn't matter for him because the five-year rule for conversions has to do with the penalty. If you take money out of a converted IRA before you've had the conversion money for at least 5 years, and you're under 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty for taking the converted principal. Even though I've already paid the taxes on it when I did the conversion, if I take that conversion out, it could be penalized. But it's only going to be penalized if it would have been a 10% penalty coming out of the IRA in the first place. Once I get to 59 and a half, that five-year rule on conversions goes away. I don't have to worry about the penalty tax on pulling principal. Now, if the only IRA I have is that converted IRA, I still have to worry about the other five-year rule, which has to do with the earnings. Remember, to get earnings out of a Roth IRA on a tax-free basis, which is called a qualified distribution, I have to have had a Roth IRA for 5 years and 59 and a half, or we can go the other way. I have to be at least 59 and a half and have had 5 years with the Roth IRA to get to the earnings.
Right.
He opened his in probably 1998, the first year they were available. He's had Roth IRAs for 5 years. He's 66 years old. He's definitely 59 and a half. Qualified distribution on any distribution.
Now, let's take an example here, and this is sort of what Steve was talking about. 877-PLANNER, by the way. We'll get to more of your calls in just a second. If you're on hold, don't go away. You have a Roth IRA. You open up in 1998, and you got $50,000 in it, let's say. All right? Now, you open up a second one at Brokerage B, as he was going to do, and you put, you know, $6,500 in that Roth IRA. A week later, you need $5,000, and you take it out of that new IRA that you just opened last week. Well, you take that money out of that Roth IRA, even though you've only had that Roth IRA for 1 week, it doesn't matter. You can take you can take all of it out.
Let's say you put in the $6,000 and it grew to 10.
Yeah, let's make it even better. Yeah.
That's as much profit out of that one as I think we're going to get. I cash in that $10,000. The Roth IRA account that we're talking about in this case is like 3 weeks old.
We got lucky.
We got really lucky. And so we have earnings, and the account hasn't been there for 5 years. But the account doesn't matter. Has the taxpayer, me in this case, have I met the five-year rule with any of my Roth IRAs? This other one, yes. Am I 59 and a half in this example? Yes. Any distribution from any Roth IRA is a qualified distribution. I just may have to do some accounting to justify or to reconcile what the IRA custodian is issuing as a 1099 and what the IRS should know.
Because your Roth IRAs, there's a whole world of them now, all right?
My name, my Social Security number.
That's attached.
Yep. Those are my Roths.
Exactly. Doesn't matter which one.
Don't matter.
Okay, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take some of your calls. Let's see. Doug, call us back. I know you had a question, had to go. So we'll put Joe in Scottsdale up next when we come back, talking about fixed index annuities. Slim in Tulsa will get to you. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, we're approaching the end of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. If you're here, if you have a question, I would suggest that you give us a call right now because we are running out of time before the top of the hour. And we're going to try to get to everybody. In fact, we will get to everybody. Still, perhaps an email. We will decide. Also, may have some trivia coming up. We'll tell you what's in store for you on this program tomorrow. But first, let's get to Joe in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hello, Joe.
Arizona. Hello, Joe.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Turn your radio down. Or.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
I can now. Yeah, go right ahead, hey, Joe.
Sorry about that. Okay. What I wanted to know is I went to a seminar, and a guy was teaching about a fixed index annuity that requires a health exam. Do you know anything about that?
There are some annuities that provide for long-term care, and so they have an increase in value for long-term care benefits, and those are underwritten. And so, you know, they're not just going to give you a big benefit for something on a long-term care if you are already basically needing long-term care. So there are certain issues where they can do the health exam. That's the only one I've seen with a fixed index annuity. I've seen some in historical terms, not recently, immediate annuities that, and this is kind of counterintuitive, you want to show that you don't have good health, because the less period of time that you're expected to live,
they're going
to
pay
the
out more
they'll pay you on a fixed income basis. And so that immediate annuity gives a bigger payout because they're not expecting to pay you forever. So there are, in rare instances, annuities. So most likely this one had to do with long-term care.
Does it have a long-term care component to it, Joe?
Well, he didn't elaborate. He just said it was a fixed index annuity. And, you know, I couldn't make the connection. But now that you mentioned long-term care, that makes sense.
Now, I would hope that he is not hiding a life insurance policy in this and saying this is a fixed indexed insurance policy, but we'll call it an annuity. I would hope that he's not trying to do a life insurance policy and treat it like
an annuity.
You haven't
heard anything about that, have you, Joe?
Oh, no, he was kind of vague on that. He also mentioned something about a 7%. I don't know if he mentioned it in a yield form or whether or not it has something to do with the annuity payout.
Probably has neither one of those. It probably has to do with an increase on the income base. It probably has a lifetime income annuity that are guaranteed withdrawal benefit, fixed index annuity, also known as a hybrid annuity. Also kind of, we won't go into the other terms I've used for it, but the income base, if you're not taking a distribution, will increase by 7% a year. So if I put in $100,000, my income base will go up at the end of the first year, the beginning of the second year is now 107. That 107 is used to calculate how much I can withdraw from my cash value each and every year going forward. And as long as I don't withdraw more than a specific number, even if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will continue to write me a check for that amount of money. The cash value isn't going up at 7%. It's only this hypothetical accounting ledger that is called the income base, and the income base is used to determine how much they will allow you to withdraw for the rest of your life, whether you have cash or don't have cash going forward.
See, last question. So in other words, if I did not pass the health exam, all those benefits that you pretty much outlined would be off the table.
No. Only the long-term care side of it, if it truly was. The 7% roll-up on the income base is still there. But, Joe, how old are you right now?
Right now, I'm 70.
Yeah, you're getting kind of on the higher side of wanting to use one of these unless you want to start taking the distribution fairly soon. So the roll-up, the 7% increase, is not going to be that important to you. The idea is that, you know, many of them, they start at 60 or 55, and they say that the income base will go up at 7% a year for the next 10 years. So when you get to 65, then you start taking the distribution. But if you started at 70 and you wait 10 years,
80 years old.
You're 80 years old. Unfortunately, at that point, you don't have the life expectancy to make a longevity type annuity like this work in your favor. It does work in the insurance company's favor. It works in the insurance agent's favor. It just may not work in your favor.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate your information.
No problem.
Thank you, Joe, for the call. Yeah, and the reason for that is this. I mean, if you're going to make that income base go up so that you receive more income, you got to wait. He's 70 years old. If he waited 10 years, he's 80. How long before he stops getting just his own money back?
And remember, that increase in the income base is not a real rate of return. You don't get that money back if you died. You don't get that money back. When you start taking a distribution from an annuity that has a guaranteed withdrawal benefit rider on it, you are taking your own money out of your own cash value first, and whatever that cash value is earning, you're pulling your distribution from that pool of money first. The income base is just there to determine how much you can take out. And if at some point during the rest of your life you exhaust the cash value, all the earnings that it's earned, all the cash that you put into it goes away because you lived a long time, now the insurance company is on the hook, and they will continue to write you a check for that income benefit for as long as you live, even though you've used up all your money. But it doesn't happen overnight. It takes having some longevity. When you're looking at guaranteed withdrawal benefit annuities, they can make a lot of sense. But the first thing you have to have on your side of the table is you have to have an expectation that you're going to live a long time. Because if you don't have that expectation, there's no reason to pay the insurance company to guarantee something that is unlikely to occur, or it probably won't occur.
Yeah, you are paying a fee for that. Rider.
And I know there are some out there that market themselves as not having any fees. Bull. The insurance company is getting paid. They're getting paid either by offering you less rate of return.
Which is the same as a fee, by the way.
Or by blending it to offer you less rate of return. The insurance companies are not doing things for free. That doesn't mean that these are bad contracts. Used appropriately, longevity type contracts, guaranteed withdrawal benefit annuities, have a place in certain individuals' portfolios. They're not for everybody, but they are for some people. The problem is, if my only sales product that I can sell is an index annuity that has a lifetime income benefit, guess what? Everybody I talk to needs one of these because it's the only thing I have to sell. And so I'm going to make sure that every solution you have is, or every problem you have is going to be solved by what I can help you with. And if the only thing I can help you with is a lifetime income annuity, guess what? I'm going to oversell the living heck out of it.
And I would put the word solved in quotes there because it really isn't solved. It's just dealt with.
It's not the product's problem. They are very useful, used appropriately. Unfortunately, some people don't use them appropriately or sell them appropriately.
Now, if Joe's is starting this at age 70, he's probably going to get quoted a little bit higher payout than somebody who's 60.
They'll be higher than 60. So instead of a 4% it'll be a 5.5-ish, maybe 6 if he's lucky.
But even so, it's still going to take him.
But that's not a rate of return.
No, it's just a payout when you're getting your own money back. We're out of time. That's another great topic for another day. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Brain Trust advisors at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number. Here it is, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. That's all the time we have for today. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.